God is my witness. I live in repentance every day. You say, Brother Zach, what are you repenting of? Are you committing sins every day? Well, not what you would call sin. But I'm unlike Christ. You believe I've become like Christ? I've not become like Christ. There are little things which probably, you know, it's like when you're in the second grade, you don't understand what somebody is struggling with in the 10th grade or 11th grade. You won't even understand if he talks about it, so I won't talk about it. But there are things that you, as you walk with the Lord, you discover what is unchristlike, which I never knew he was unchristlike even 5 years ago. One mark of Christian growth is that you discover new areas of being unchristlike. Like the other day I said how expecting people to say thank you to you. Do you feel that is unchristlike? I've never heard that preached anywhere in my life. But God showed it to me. That expecting people to come and say thank you to you is unchristlike. I said, how? Because it happened to me once many, many years ago. I've told the story how there was a young brother whom we helped a lot in Bangalore in the early days of CFC. And he went away as he was so much blessed and he grew up in our midst. He used to stay in our home sometimes. And he went away and he got away, good job. And I never heard from him. And I thought to myself, what an ungrateful guy this is. After all that we did to him, he doesn't even write a thank you note. It's telling us what he's doing. That's when the Lord spoke to me. Haven't you read my word which says, when you do this to the least of my brothers, you have done it unto me. And the Lord told me, when you help one of my children, he's my younger brother in Christ, you have done it for me. And if you did it for me, the Lord said, who should thank you, he or me? That day I learned that if I've done something unto man, I must expect thanks from him. But if I've done it as unto the Lord, even though it is a brother I help, but I did it unto the Lord, then who should thank me? Not him. That day I realized that expecting somebody to say thank you to me is a sin for me. I mean, we teach our children to say thank you. Of course, we got to say thank you. I would say thank you to others, but I don't expect anybody to say thank you to me. I was delivered of it many years ago. That's one example. I could give you instances like that which you don't even think is sin. That's what I mean. When you're in the second grade, you don't understand what 10th grade people are talking about. It's all sort of strange. Well, that's because you're in the second grade, but I hope you will not stay in the second grade. I hope you'll move on to the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and discover things that you never even thought were unchristlike. You said, boy, that was unchristlike in my life all these years. And I believe there are unchristlike things in me today, which I don't know. It's like the 10th grade student saying, hey, there are things in the graduate in college they're studying which I don't even know. Right. You will discover it when you go to college. The Christian life is exactly like that. So if you take it seriously, it'll go better and better. And one last verse I'd like to share. You know, this is the verse as I get older and older. The word that comes to me is this. John 17. Jesus didn't live a very long life. You would think what a blessing he would have been if he had lived up to 80 or 70. He died at 33 and a half. He never went to China or Africa. What a blessing he would have been if he had gone to China and Africa and America and Europe and all that. No, he didn't even go outside Israel except one visit to cast out a demon somewhere. All the time he was in that small nation of Israel. The one human being who God became man, who could have been a blessing to millions. He lived in a small area. And what did he say at the end of that? John 17 and verse 4. Father, I have glorified you on earth. How do we glorify God on earth? By finishing the work you gave me to do. That was his last day. He was just about to go to the cross that night. He was captured in Gethsemane. This is just a few minutes before that. I have finished the work you gave me to do. I preached only for 3.5 years. I was making stools and benches a lot of the time for 12 years. From 18 to 30, I was making stools and benches. And before that, I was helping my mother Mary at home and helping my younger brothers and sisters. But one thing, I stayed free from sin all these years. And all the places, people I was supposed to meet, I have met. And even though I did not travel outside my country, a lot of people like to travel to so many countries. Jesus could have done it. He only wanted to finish the work God wanted him to do. If he had taken a 1 week holiday to Rome, he'd have missed 1 week that God had something for him to do in Israel. That's how strict he was with his own life. And I say, Lord, I want to be like that. I didn't have this light earlier on when I was converted, when I was 19, 20 years old, but you've shown me more and more the seriousness of life. And the important thing is not what I do, how many people I witness to, but have I finished the work God gave me to do? And if God's plan for Jesus was 12 years, he got to be a carpenter. If he had gone around preaching, he would have missed the will of God. So preaching can be outside the will of God if God's called you to be a carpenter for 12 years. He preached for 3.5 years. He was a carpenter for 12 years. But he finished the work God gave him to do. So don't think only those who get up and preach, who got a gift of preaching, are doing God's work. You may be a mother with many children looking after them. You can finish the work God gave you to do. I hope you'll be gripped by one thing. God has got a plan for my life which was formed before I was born. Lord, help me to know that. Seek with all your heart to know that plan. And I want to tell you something. If you want to know that plan, keep a good conscience. Keep a good conscience. Don't let any sin stay on your conscience. If you have hurt somebody, go and ask forgiveness. If you have gossiped, stop gossiping. You're defiling yourself and you won't be able to know God's plan. Let your past failures bring you to deep repentance and say, Lord, at least the rest of my life, I don't want to mess up anymore. Be thankful. Be thankful for brothers and sisters who can help you. Seek their help. Don't be so proud to think you can do everything on your own. You cannot. There's no part of this body that can function on its own. No, not even the heart. The heart does such a lot of work, but it is dependent on the hand picking up food and the mouth chewing the food and the stomach digesting the food and so many things and converting it into blood and coming into the heart. The heart is also dependent on others. There's no part of this body that's independent, and you are not independent no matter how gifted you are. I know I'm not independent. That's why I've learned to value the body. Dear brothers and sisters, I say to you with all my heart, fulfill God's plan for your life. It's not going to be automatic. If you don't take it seriously, I give you my word, you will have tremendous regret when Christ comes back and you stand before him. So if you have a ear to hear that, I pray you will hear it. Can we pray for a minute? Let's bow before God. Once again, I have to say what I always say at such times. If you have to forgive anybody, forgive them now. Whatever wrong they did against you, forgive them. Release them. Don't think about it again. And if you have to ask somebody's forgiveness, make a decision right now that at the first opportunity you'll write a letter or call the person and ask forgiveness. And then from now on, keep this forgiveness area absolutely clear. That you will forgive everyone immediately as soon as they hurt you. And that you will ask forgiveness as soon as you have hurt somebody else. This is a very, very important area. Because we are taught to pray, Father, forgive us exactly as we forgive others. Heavenly Father, please help everyone here to take the plan you have for their life seriously. Especially the young people and the older people. So many of us have wasted so many years. Help us to make the best of what we have left before you come again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.